Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. So you guys charged me twice to a card for something, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
83334.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Corey, Cory, Farnworth, Farnworth.
Thank you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
Twin Falls, Idaho, sorry. 333 Rock Creek Road, trailer number 5, Hanson, Idaho, 83334.
Thank you. Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. I do see where on December 4th you placed the order for the cruise set where you only pay for shipping and handling, which was $7.95. And I do see where on December 9th we billed you for $67.32 for that cruise set due to you failing to call in and canceling out your trial.
For what?
Okay, so upon placing that order for the cruise set, where you only paid for shipping and handling of $7.95, the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you were billed in full.
Oh, I don't know what that means, I guess.
I'm sorry, what part?
Well, all of it. I didn't order anything.
So you're stating that you didn't place this order for the cruise set? It's like cookware.
For the, oh, the one that they said I wanted?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how come I'm being charged for it if I was only supposed to pay for the shipping and handling of it?
Because you are placed in a trial, once you pay for shipping and handling, you are automatically placed inside of a trial, which the terms and conditions states that you had a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before you're billed in full for it, which is why you got billed the $67.32.
So you're saying I didn't win
No, sir, because you got billed for it.
it? Oh. Well, then can I cancel my subscription thing now?
Yes, I can definitely cancel it out for you. Just allow me a brief moment to do so, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Ready. Look, hot and spicy ramen.
Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding, sir. I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
No, it's fine. So they're not gonna charge me anything else?
No, sir. You shouldn't have any more recurring charges on your account.
So am I ever gonna see dish, like cookware, or is that just a no?
Well, it was an entry to win that cookware, and within 2 days of not receiving it, you got billed for the new entry.
I got charged for a new entry?
Yes, sir. Because it was a chance to win the cruise set, it was stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up for it.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is the email said it was from Kohl's. And obviously, it's not from Kohl's.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
So the email that I got that said that I won this stuff, right? Said that I won it for Kohl's. And it said to pay the $7 shipping and then take this little questionnaire thing, and then I would get the cookware, right? And so I did that. But obviously, this is not Kohl's, right? Do you work for Kohl's?
Well, we are a third-party call center that handles many different products, so I can't say that it's not from Kohl's.
Okay, well. All right. Well, either way, I just, okay.
But your account
Thank
is completely
you.
Canceled out, so you shouldn't receive any other recurring charges.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's dumb as fuck.
Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
$60, yes, sir. Yes, that's what I get for not reading the terms.